to go. I thank God for keeping me strong. I've been trailing by the slow road. Sometimes I feel like I don't know where to go. But I thank God for keeping me strong. Sometimes I feel like I don't know where to go, but I thank God for keeping me strong. I've been traveling by this lonely road. Sometimes I feel like I don't know where to go, but I thank God for keeping me strong.
Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. James said, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James exhorted believers to respond to trials with joy, because such testing of their faith would produce perseverance. Our testing produces perseverance, or it produces determination. God knows what he's up to. And he is always producing something that would enhance, increase, and empower us to do greater works for him. Now, in the book of Genesis, God told Abraham that he would become the father of many nations. But Abraham would not experience it, and Abraham didn't quite see it, but Abraham would experience a series of testing in the reality of what God was doing in his life. Before he could understand what God was up to, you do know Abraham never saw everything that God was up to, because God had a prophetic plan for the nation of Israel, which did not come into fruition until many years later. Now the test. One of Abraham's tests God promised him was a son. And because Abraham was old, we are told, and Sarah, his wife, they decided to help God out. Isn't it amazing how when we help God out, we always mess up? By having Hagar, her handmaid, to have their son, and being obedient to Sarah, she conceived and had a son, and they called him Ishmael. But God said that the son would be by Sarah, and his name would be called Isaac. But later, the greatest test of faith for Abraham came when God instructed Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And Psalm said, your one and only son, but there were two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. But there was a son of promise, but then there was a son of his earthly doing. And God says, I didn't tell you to do that. You did it on your own. And isn't it amazing when we do stuff out of God's order, things get messy? Had they just waited on what God had promised, Ishmael would have never been in the equation. But there's something that we need to understand. Whatever we mess up, God says, I've got a remedy for it because I have grace and mercy. And what I love about the Lord is that even in our mistake, God has calculated in our mess ups. So that even when we mess up, the Lord said, as I be lifted, I'll draw men unto me. And so God has calculated in every single thing that each and every one of us will do. He knows every single thing about us, and nothing, absolutely nothing, escapes God. And Abraham, being obedient to God, we are told before he sacrificed Isaac, God spared Isaac with a ram in the bush. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Isaac's life was spared because of God's planning. God's planning, not our planning, not their planning with Hagar, but God's planning. After this event, Isaac would have a son, and he called him Jacob. And Jacob was called a deceiver because he pretended to be Esau, his brother. And Jacob received the blessing from his father before his death, which rightfully should have gone to Esau. Isn't it amazing how when we get ahead of God, we mess up what God has in store? Or is it that God has already calculated in what we're going to do before we do it, and therefore, because of our free will, God says, I've got that covered because I knew you were going to mess up. Does that say something about us? I think it does. God knew everything I was going to do before I did it. And God says, I've already calculated in grace and mercy. Grace is God's unmerited favor, or God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, or God's redemption at Christ's expense. God had a plan. And in his planning, his grace and his mercy covers a multitude of our mess ups. God's got this thing covered. I have shared in my Bible study, I said, if any man go to hell, it's because he want to go. God has already calculated in grace and mercy to cover our mess ups. And so the only way you will go there is that you will reject him by that one unpardonable sin, not two, one, blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Do you know what that is? It's complete rejection of who God is. Here's my point, and I'm deviating a little bit. If you reject the one who has the ability to save, when you stand before God, who will you have to represent you before a holy Father who will not have anything to do with sin? So you stand there unrepresented. There shall be no grace. The dispensation of grace will be ended. Right now, we are living under the church age and the dispensation of grace, God's unmerited favor. But there will come a time when grace will be moved. My brothers and sisters, the test continued on. Jacob ran away to live with his uncle Laban. And Jacob loved, we are told, Rachel more than Leah. Two women, two brothers. But now Jacob sees two women, but he loved Rachel more than Leah. But But because of their custom, Jacob was married to Leah. And it took 14 years before Jacob finally could be with Rachel. 14 years. And Rachel had a son who went through testing as well, and he was called Joseph. Joseph now is where we begin the testing and the testimony. The historical text tells us that Joseph was the most loved son of his father, who gave him a coat of many colors, that is. And this created the first problem in the life of Joseph. Dad, if you just hadn't done that, because you favored him so much more, that the brothers became angry, Brother Gaines. Isn't it amazing? Who in your family of your children do you favor? Is there one? No, I love them all, but one of them will have more responsibility than the other. Isn't it amazing that when we're gone, they'll be fighting over what mom and dad left? That's why we choose one that we know will have the responsibility to carry the nation, to carry the family on. And God knew, because God was in the process of choosing one who would be able to carry the nation on. God put people in place that he know that will be able to carry the nation, the church on. God knows what he's up to. My brothers and sisters, this was all a part of God's sovereignty. And sovereignty is God's supreme power or God's authority. And it was God's sovereignty that was working through Abraham, through Isaac, and through Jacob, and now through Joseph. But we see by God's sovereignty, God can order or God can direct us. God's sovereignty can move us from one place to another, and by doing this, he gives us a pathway to success, a pathway, even though we can't see what God is doing. I know my life is different today because I could not see what God was doing in my life, but God did. There's that conjunction, but God. I shared that with Sister Baptiste when I texted her back. I said, she said, my daughter is well. God healed her. I said, but God was in the midst of it. God is in the midst of every single thing that we do, experience in life. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter where you think you're in a world of trouble. God says, but God got this. God got it. God was doing something, and he's doing something in our life. Pastor, how can you say it? Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know, not you. God says, I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. There are times we don't understand what God is doing, but God says, I know. An all-knowing God, an omniscient God who knows all things, says, I've got this thing already mapped out. God knows our capability, and God knows what he has equipped us with. God knows our successes, Dwayne, as well as our failures. And we are told when Joseph reported having a dream of his brothers and even the stars and the moon, his mother and father bowing before him, their jealousy of Joseph grew into physical action, and the brothers sold Joseph into slavery.